A constitutional crisis in the making? The newly released body cam footage from a Trump rally, as highlighted in Benny Johnson's YouTube post titled, Insane Body Cam Footage of Trump Assassin on Roof with Cop Seconds Before Shooting Released, It's Bad, has sparked outrage and concern across the nation. This video reveals a close encounter with an assassin moments before the former president was nearly shot, raising serious questions about the effectiveness of government agencies in fulfilling their constitutional duties to protect public officials and maintain national security. Footage breakdown. The tense moments on the roof. The footage begins with an officer being lifted onto the roof of the AGR building, where the alleged assassin, Thomas Crooks, was positioned. Despite the officer's proximity to the threat, the footage shows a troubling delay in action. This raises a critical issue. How did this failure happen, and what does it say about the government's ability to fulfill its constitutional duty to protect the nation's leaders? Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Constitutional duty. The role of the Secret Service and law enforcement. The Constitution outlines the framework for a government that protects its citizens and leaders. The Secret Service, an agency under the executive branch, is specifically tasked with protecting the president. The absence of Secret Service agents on the roof, where Crooks had a clear line of sight to the stage, is more than just a security lapse, it's a potential breach of the constitutional mandate to ensure the safety and security of the president. This incident calls into question the adequacy of current protocols and whether they align with the government's constitutional responsibilities. Public outrage, demands for accountability and constitutional safeguards. The public reaction to this footage has been intense, with many demanding accountability for those responsible for this near tragedy. This situation underscores the importance of transparency and accountability within government agencies, both critical to maintaining public trust in the Constitution and its promise of a government that serves and protects its people. The failure to protect the former president is not just a security issue, it's a constitutional crisis that demands immediate attention. The need for a serious investigation, constitutional oversight and accountability. As the pressure mounts for a comprehensive investigation, it's essential to consider the constitutional implications. The Constitution grants powers to both federal and state governments. In this case, the failures at multiple levels of law enforcement raise questions about how these powers are exercised. A grand jury investigation could determine where the breakdown occurred and who should be held accountable, ensuring constitutional responsibilities are upheld. Conclusion: safeguarding the Constitution through accountability. The body cam footage from the Trump rally highlights more than just a shocking security failure. It exposes a potential breach of the constitutional duty to protect the nation's leaders. As investigations proceed, it's crucial that those responsible are held accountable and that steps are taken to reinforce the constitutional safeguards that ensure the safety of public officials. Final thoughts: constitutional trust and government accountability. The Constitution serves as the foundation of our government and its responsibilities. The events captured in this footage remind us that protecting our leaders is not just a matter of security but a constitutional obligation. To preserve the public's trust in the government, it is imperative that these issues are addressed with the seriousness they deserve, ensuring that such failures are never repeated.